resuscitation ward. Let's talk about this clinical case. We're going to talk about a man of 51, who's 51 years old, a man called City, and he's accompanied to the hospital by his family, cannot walk, is not able to walk, and he has intense pain. During a short interview, we realized that there are other factors connected to pain. The patient is aggressive, is not very sociable, and the nurse decides to involve the patient's relatives in order to collect his history and to relieve anxiety and aggressiveness. During the interview with the family, we realized that it is difficult to take care of this patient at home. Mr. City has been having for some time a depressive attitude, which is connected to his pathology. Lower limbs have a hyperperfusion problem, so the patient has a problem of self-esteem, and the patient's physical problem was hidden. In spite of home treatment with transdermal analgesics, according to the medical prescription, pain is described as a stabbing pain in the lower limbs, in particular in the calf area, down to the feet. So the doctor decides to modify the transdermal treatment and decides to apply an epidural catheter. City is explained that he will undergo this maneuver being awake, and he's also explained that he will derive some benefits from the positioning of the catheter. Therefore, the patient is explained that he must cooperate, but he will become more independent and autonomous. Thanks to these explanations, the patient becomes less anxious and less aggressive. The patient cooperates during the maneuver, and he starts smiling for the first time. The nurse explains to CT that pain monitoring will be based on specific pain assessment scales. The patient is explained that scales are necessary to assess pain intensity, and that therefore it will be possible to modify drug administration. At regular intervals, the pain assessment is performed. Every 2 hours, the VAS scale is observed, and the level is 5/10. Later, it goes up to 9/10. So the dosage of analgesics is increased, and patient's conditions improve. So the score goes down to 4/10. Some days later, an echo Doppler and the angiography of lower limbs are performed, and pain is due to a stenosis of the arterial vessels in the lower limb. So the bifemoral bypass surgery is defined. And on the 8th of June, Mr. City is prepared to undergo surgery the following day. The preparation is to be carried out while the patient is in bed. So the nurse decides to assess the pain level and decides to perform all the preparation maneuvers himself. Before surgery, the nurse tells the patient that when he comes back from the operating room, there will be another nurse waiting for him. And the nurse also tells the patient that the care continuum will be ensured. The patient is also explained that there are specific instruments to ensure this care continuum, such as the medical card and the specific written and verbal assignments. Now, I would like to analyze this case according to the model we have just explained, that is the model of care complexity, which allows us also to define the activities to be carried out by the nurse. There are three dimensions which are interrelated in a systemic logics and which determine the need for nursing care. We've got a condition of health and sickness in the vertical axis on the left-hand side, understanding of one's own needs, and then the conscious choice of the most appropriate behavior, and then the possibility of implementing actions in an autonomous way, and this is the horizontal axis. In this case, the patient requires varied interventions, and this model allows us to identify the actions to be carried out by the different healthcare operators. Some of these actions or interventions have to be carried out by nurses, while others may be carried out by other healthcare operators. This case has been divided into different steps, referring to different combinations of the three dimensions included in the model. As to the health sickness axis, this person may be characterized according to a condition which is halfway between stability and instability. The understanding ability varies between a low and a high level, and then the independence or autonomy level varies along the autonomy or dependence continuum. When Mr. CT is hospitalized, the instability level is very high because Mr. CT complains about an acute pain when being hospitalized. The VAS scale is 10 out of 10. The fundamental objective is to reach a stability condition and to reach a level of pain which is manageable. But at this stage, there's always a potential risk, the risk of going back to instability. In order to manage pain, the nurse has to work with the doctor in order to identify the correct procedures, drug administration, symptom monitoring, and then the identification of side effects. These are specific activities which are fundamental whenever pain management has to be planned. In order to acquire these specific skills, nurses have to attend specific courses. Skills are necessary in order to solve problems. Knowledge is necessary for the nurse to be able to cooperate with other healthcare professionals, such as pain therapists or physiotherapists. And these aspects, these factors are important to allow nurses to use technical equipment and instruments in the best possible way, such as epidural catheters or analog scales. Specific competencies are necessary in order to allow nurses to identify the clinical variations or changes. Pain assessment is therefore a specific activity which is extremely important in the framework of the nursing care. It is also important to rapidly identify the problem in order to define the best possible clinical pathway. this is our code of conduct, and according to Article 3.1 of our code of conduct, nurses have to update their knowledge on the basis of ongoing training. And then according to the following article, nursing care is at the service of individuals and of the community. It is based on the specific autonomous and complementary interventions. Now it is important to talk about the other axis, the understanding choice axis. Unfortunately, Mr. CT is extremely frustrated, is in acute pain, he's stressed, and he's also afraid. Considering that pain in this case is very complex, it is important to listen to the patient, to observe his mood, his behavior, and the strategies he adopts to fight against the pain. Patient understanding and patient ability to choose are reduced due to pain. The implementation of relational and educational competencies is an exclusive activity because nurses are there to inform, educate patients and their families. Nurses use pain assessment instruments such as the VAS scale. The patient is also explained that when coming back from the operating room, he will not be able to use this instrument because he will be sedated. And so the nurse reassures the patient, telling him that he will take care of his pain and he will do his best to reduce it. He refers, therefore, to the pharmacological infusion which is going to be used, the possibility of resorting to an antalgic posture. He will refer to the epidural catheter. It is important to educate and involve Mr. CT and his family in order to improve their ability to understand and to choose. The day before surgery, Mr. CT's wife is informed about what is going to happen after surgery. The epidural catheter will be in place for some days. The patients will have to use elastic stockings in order to improve circulation. And this information is extremely helpful to reassure Mr. CT. He states that being free of pain is also means reacquiring the use of his legs. These are therefore exclusive activities to be carried out by nurses. Then let's talk about the autonomy axis. Autonomy is of course reduced because Mr. CT cannot carry out some actions autonomously. Being still is the only way to tolerate pain. In the acute stage, the dependence from the nurse is total. In the following stage of stability, the autonomy level improves because the patient is able to manage the physical component of pain. Here, nurses have to empower the patient so that he may achieve the best possible level of autonomy. In this case, nurses have to make major decisions because they have to choose the support activities to be carried out. Nurses have also to identify who is going to carry out some actions. And in this case, CT's basic needs are met by other staff. And auxiliary or paramedical personnel is going to follow the patient as to some basic activities. So this is the end of the first period. Now let's move on to the day of surgery. The patient remains for 4 hours in the operating room, then is brought back to the ward. He's sedated, he's sleeping. He's got an epidural catheter with a pump infusion for an antalgic treatment. Now I'd like to mention the post-operative stage, also always referring to the complexity of care model. If we consider the health sickness axis, there's an instability level, though there's a trend toward the stabilization of the vital functions, and the perfusion in the lower limbs is being restored. As to pain, it is important to achieve a stable situation, especially when the patient wakes up. The patient is restless, he wants to get up. The nurse immediately explains to the patient that the surgery was okay, that he's being treated for his pain, that he can move his legs, and this is a very positive sign. CT therefore is reassured, and it is easy to realize that his restlessness was due to anxiety. Then the patient is administered the VAS. The VAS is administered by the surgeon and then by the nurse, and the results are very different. 4 out of 10 for the nurse, out of 10 for the doctor. This means that the two professionals have used a different approach. The doctor has used the scale in a systematic way, while the nurse is more familiar somehow with the scale, and he administers the scale many times a day, and he knows the patient very well. This shows that there's a connection between the health sickness axis and the understanding choice axis. Now, we realize that thanks to the painkilling treatment, thanks to the reassuring interview with the nurse, the patient is rapidly evolving towards a better level of understanding and choice. So the good level of understanding is used by the nurse in order to prepare the patient to the long rehabilitation process. It is important in this case that doctors and nurses cooperate in describing the rehabilitation process. The patient must become aware what is going to happen, and he has to understand that rehabilitation will allow him to get rid of pain and to become autonomous. The family has to be involved in order to understand which instruments are going to be used. The educational role played by the nurse is therefore exclusive. If we consider the autonomy axis, the nursing approach is extremely important to strengthen the patient's abilities. The major objective is still the recovery of complete autonomy. The same objective is shared by other healthcare professionals, such as physiotherapists. They cooperate with the nurse in order to achieve mobility. At this stage, two nurses work with other support personnel. who carry out some practical routine actions, but the nurse is still in charge of monitoring what is happening. And it is important to ensure a care continuum. Thank you very much for your attention.
Grazie alla collega Pierre.